It's official. Mayor Jack Crompton will seek a second term this October. The longtime Whistler elected official announced his re-election campaign for the October 15 municipal election in a press release on Thursday, September 1. We can't afford to stand still. I am laser-focused on ensuring our community thrives, this nature is protected and our guests are inspired, Crompton said in the release. We must pull out all the stops so Whistler remains a place Whistler workers can call home. Though his first term as mayor will be forever viewed through the lens of the COVID-19 pandemic, Crompton said he is proud of Whistler's response to recent events. We all rose to incredible challenges, he said in the release. To meet the many challenges ahead, we require that same kind of, all-hands, community-wide response. I am committed to acting with the kind of optimism that has made Whistler all that it is. There are big things ahead and we will take bold action in response. Crompton's platform consists of three key planks: bold action on housing, big moves on climate, and visitation management. The next 4 years will be defined by housing, action on climate and management of our tourism economy, Crompton said in an interview on August 30. If re-elected, Crompton plans 6 direct actions on housing: accelerate the completion of Chiquemas Crossing Phase 2, have the Whistler Development Corporation, WDC, begin work on the next, shovel-ready, site for employee housing, secure more land for future employee housing projects, work with business, community, and not-for-profits for housing projects on municipal land, deliver on infill housing policy in neighborhoods, and work with the province and federal government on workforce housing projects in Whistler. WDC has done great work preparing a shovel-ready site at Chiquemas Crossing, Crompton said. They've also delivered revenue to the municipal housing reserves that we can use to build more. Accelerating the completion of Phase 2 means using that money to facilitate the quick construction of new buildings. Regarding environmental action, Crompton wants the municipality to continue moving forward on the Big Moves climate strategy and work toward sustainable tourism. The Big Moves strategy has a long list of actions. Giving our team all the tools they need to put those to work is critical, he said. We've done the work of understanding what needs to be done. This next council must ensure our staff have the resources to do the work. Some examples of big moves Crompton wants to move forward include adding to the Valley Trail and expanding transit throughout the municipality. We've increased the amount of free transit we've provided throughout this term. I'd like to see more of that, he said. We've worked hard to move people out of single-occupant vehicles and into alternative modes. We have built infrastructure that supports commuting by foot and by bicycle. We need to do a lot more of that kind of work. We need to fund a lot more of that kind of work. On growth and visitation, Crompton noted that Whistler has achieved its once-stated goal of becoming a four-season resort, which is putting noticeable pressure on popular destinations in the corridor. Most people know that Whistler was built to host tourism. What isn't as obvious is that we are better set up for winter than summer, he said. Most ski resorts are still primarily winter destinations. The challenge is that far fewer summer visitors find themselves on Whistler Blackcomb, which puts tremendous pressure on the valley, which is primarily managed by the municipality. In response, the municipality has been working hard to ensure a positive summer guest experience in recent years, Crompton added. We've expanded park capacity, improved village services, and protected sensitive ecosystems. That is an iterative process, and we're committed to learning as we go, he said. My goal is to ensure our team has all the tools they need to work in a world-class way, which may mean limiting access to some areas of the valley or capping visitation during some times of the year. Whatever the specific action, our focus will be on making this a better place to be. First elected to council in 2011, Crompton served 2 terms before running for mayor in 2018, when he was elected by acclamation. As of September 1, he is the only candidate to declare for the mayor's chair. The nomination period runs from August 30 to September 9, with the official campaign period taking place between September 17 and October 15. Follow Crompton's campaign at jackcrompton.ca.